from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bonilla hits it well. Is it far enough? It is gone, a home run. Bobby Bonilla gives the New York Mets a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
It's Bobby Bonilla Day, too. Why is that in the middle of the season? Is that when they bought him out? Or is it just when he gets the check? It's also, I believe today's the day Christian Ehrhoff gets his check from the Sabres, which he has four more of coming, despite not playing for a decade. It's Jeremy and Joe, free agency day. It's recapping the draft day as well. We'll have Chris Peters coming up at 9 o'clock. He'll rejoin the program on some of the Sabres picks, and we'll see if we get anything today. Maybe don't hold your breath. There's got to be something. And Jeremy's checking in. What's up, Jeremy?
How many Sabres free agent signings in franchise history? We can go back where you want. I mean, I'm not that up on like pre-96 or whatever, 98.
Yeah.
We're better than Ehrhoff. Ehrhoff was a great signing.
He might be. I'm trying to think. Is there someone? The 90s didn't really have free agency like that, right? Like,
and the Sabres were, I mean, pre-salary cap, the Sabres could not compete in that department. So
right.
Let's make it from the lockout on. Best free agent signing. I mean, Ehrhoff didn't play the whole thing out. He signed for 10 years.
10 years.
And he signed at a very reasonable salary, and he was good.
He was very good.
What's a better signing than Ehrhoff?
That's pretty good. I think he's probably going to end up, like, if I went through a list, I bet you I'd come out of it thinking he's number one. Right? Who?
Number two is Leno, of course. No.
Leno. Was, like, Jordan Leopold a better signing? No.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
No one would say Okposo was a better signing,
Okposo,
right?
Okposo ends up being, like, right, not great. It redeemed itself in time. But, come on, right?
But was he ever good?
Okposo? I mean, sure, he was a guy... he was good last year.
Yeah.
And they probably just had him in too big of a role but down the stretch. But Ehrhoff won... Maybe there's an obvious one we're missing.
I got one. Ready?
Jaroslav Spacek?
I was going to say Teppo Numminen.
Numminen, okay, yeah.
We're kind of all in the same... Are we in the same tier with these three, though?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, Bearhoff had played the whole thing out. It might be different, but...
Yeah.
It's a time of year where we're used to seeing the Sabres lose players and not necessarily, you know, pick them up.
I started the show today with, like, are we going to get an Ehrhoff signing today where they're so desperate to get somebody. When they signed Erhoff, I don't remember Twitter then, but I'm guessing Twitter went, wait, what did the Sabres just do?
Well, they traded for his rights.
Okay, right, so there would have been a buildup a little bit.
Yeah.
But then when
if I remember correctly, didn't the Islanders trade for his rights and then the Sabres? And then the Sabres did.
Yep.
Has a player ever had their rights traded twice?
That's probably pretty rare. But right, like when he signed the 10 years, I'm assuming everyone went, what did the Sabres just do? And I wonder if we get something like that today. Not 10 years, that's not even possible. But they're going to go give some middle-of-the-range free agent a ton of money and because they're desperate for a third-line center. And the whole hockey Twitter is going to go, what in the world did Buffalo just do?
Yeah, well, they probably should do that. And other teams do that and spend too much, and they end up being just fine. I mean, the Sabres have spent a lot of money on the even lower tier than that and had those guys in Rochester. What was the number? How many millions they had in Rochester last year? Was it $5 million or $7 million? So it's almost like they've tried to avoid that level of signing and signed even lower tier guys that don't deserve it. It just doesn't look as bad. And then you send them to Rochester, you're paying guys $2 million to be in Rochester. So we'll see. We'll see. It's you know, it was a busy weekend for me, and monitoring monitoring the draft throughout was fun as best I could.
We're bearing the lead. I didn't say anything because I figured I'd let you announce it at 8:30. Do you want to say why you had the busy weekend?
Well, yes, we had our daughter. We had our third. We have three kids now. Our daughter Aurora was born Saturday morning. So, what time did the draft coverage start? Like I was.
Probably 10-ish, 10-ish, 11-ish.
So I wasn't exactly on Twitter checking for, you know, trade rumors or draft picks right at 11, but, you know, mixed in here and there, waiting for some sort of big move.
So were you tuned in right when they traded for, let me check my notes here because I keep forgetting, Beck Malenstein?
I'm not sure where I was. I don't remember exactly where I was when that happened, no. but, yeah, I mean, you know, charting the weekend, seeing whatever could happen, big news, big stuff, like... interesting. What? Everyone's kind of feeling dejected, right? That's pretty much it.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think we're all. Are we feeling like our expectations should be today lowered because we didn't get anything on the weekend? Does that make sense?
It's possible. If you want the optimist's view, I'll try one on here. I'll try to make a comparison for you. And it might not be, it's not like the very, it's not rose-colored glasses optimist view. It's just, I thought about this comparison. We have watched the Bills change their offense with Joe Brady, and we're kind of waiting to see what it looks like. And outside, all the signings they made at receiver don't really look all that impressive. But maybe Joe Brady knows exactly what he wants. And we're in a we'll see mode. On paper, it's not necessarily great, but we'll see what it looks like. Around Josh Allen. And maybe we should view Lindy a little bit the same way. I mean, Lindy's obviously got a much bigger body of work, but Lindy hasn't been here in forever. And Lindy has coached a bunch of different teams. You could claim that he coached three or four different versions of the Sabres and then the Stars and then the Devils. And now he's back with the Sabres. And as he looks at this roster, all right, what do you need? What's right? How do we build this thing? And that's the only thing I've got is that I have a wait and see on what he can do with what they've got. If Lindy had coached last year's team and they finished with 12 more points, which is a big, big jump, but if that's the case, then maybe fine-tune that a little bit and see how they go. I mean, it's not exactly anything that's going to thrill you, but he remains the factor here. He's probably their biggest move of the offseason is hiring a coach that's done a lot of winning.
That's probably right. I can't buy... I have a tough time buying even that they're going to replace right now in the forward unit the guys that just left. Like, how am I supposed to be optimistic of that or him getting, what, Peyton Krebs to give me what Casey Mittelstadt did for 60 games last year? Or do I think, like, is there someone on the roster that's even to give them what Skinner did last year? Like, a declined Skinner giving them 25 goals. Like, because right now, I don't know, who's filling in those two spots that they have to fill? And today, maybe we get a good answer on that. But if we don't have a good answer by today, like I think today is going to be the real test. They might sign someone, even to a bad contract, and I think people will be like, okay, you at least made me feel something. You know, like you did something that I can sink my teeth into, anything at all. Whereas if they just sign like AHL guys and whatever this year's version of Eric Johnson is, maybe that's what that signing would be, then I don't know. I feel like I think the confidence in Lindy is going to be all you have.
Yeah. One thing I would say is maybe we are so close to the Sabres that we don't see that there might be two or three other teams that feel the same thing. Like, wow, we're not getting anything done. There have not been big changes. What can we do? And it could be kind of like the draft, the NFL draft, where once that's over, if you didn't get player XYZ, now you got to talk to teams about, all right, who's out there that's available. And with drafting another center, they are still so loaded at that position from a prospect standpoint. So maybe the drafting of the Finnish center 14th makes them ready to part ways with Savoy in a deal or Kulik in a deal or whoever. So, you know, they have so much capital. Joe, a lot of people play dynasty fantasy football. It's like the guy that has six quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you got to trade a couple. They're not doing any good for you right now, and you need to be good right now. So I wonder if the way the draft went makes them more willing to make that big hockey trade, because we could sit here and be mad about free agency, but even as we laid out, like, who are the best signings in franchise history, Leno, someone wrote in Ludman. That's a good answer.
Ludman. Yeah.
That's
I thought they traded
answer.
For Ludman, but okay. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But yeah.
The point is, though,
yeah.
they've had and they've built good teams without it before. So maybe that could happen again, and you know, we could all stomp our feet about how mad we are, and then at 3:30 today they trade Dylan Cousins away in a deal that brings in somebody that we're not upset about. Like, that would be a big trade. So, you know, Cousins, just a name to mention there, whether that's Paterka or Quinn or one of the prospects or a first next year. There's where you get really bold. There's where you're really gambling, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they had traded 11 or 14, you know the value. If you are really bold, you trade next year's first. Go ahead and make it lottery protected. Everybody makes it lottery protected.
Yeah.
So if you miss the playoffs, fine. But a first next year that's lottery protected or deferred to the following year, then you're saying, not only are we bold in this, but you know, we believe we're going to be better, where we're willing to play around with that kind of gamble.
You should find some real value in that too, right? Like,
because teams would bet on you being bad.
Oh, yes. Right,
right,
so back to the fantasy comparison, if someone's offering me their first round pick the next year and they were, what, 5-8 the year before in fantasy, or their team, I don't like their team at all. Like, oh yeah, give me. I want your first round pick is more valuable than insert name here, who's like actually got a good team. Ludman, by the way, was traded for a third-round pick. So Ludman's
okay, so not list. Even a free agent.
Not even a free agent.
So you put a Twitter poll up, is Ehrhoff the best free agent signing in franchise history? And for all the people voting no, you have to nominate someone.
Yeah, there is, you know, this reminds me. This is the, you know, Paul's in my head right now. This is why you don't build your teams in free agency. This is why you don't build your teams by free agency. I looked up maybe during COVID, like who the Sabres all-time scorers were that they acquired via free agency. And I think like Evan Rodriguez was like number like four on the list. And I didn't even know if he should have counted because he was like a college free agent. We'll see. Like, yeah, here it is. Okposo, Dixon Ward, Spachak, Molson, Ehrhoff, Numanen, James Patrick, Randy Burridge. Like, these are the names.
Yeah.
Rodriguez. So, I could get my way to Ehrhoff's the best one. Well, I don't know. We'll see if we get... I would take today them doing the stunning thing that everyone's going to say is dumb.
Yeah, they might have to overpay. In by their own terms. And it's a point that we've made a couple times. If you've been a GM for 4 years and there's never been a price that is right for you, it's time to maybe accept that your prices are miscalculated. Like, you can't just be a GM for 8 years and say, no deal ever came along. I just didn't like any of the prices. Well, somebody else is going to have to come in and buy at those prices because the market is the market, and it is different for different teams, right? Like, the Sabres, let's be real, their first-round pick probably has more value in future years than others. If the Bruins and the Sabres each offer a 2025 first, well, the Sabres have the leg up on that one, right? Yours is probably worth more. And that's one spot that, say what you will, they haven't weaponized that. If you go back to last year's offseason and they traded their first-round pick, what would happen? Would teams have bet they missed the playoffs? Maybe. And you would have given up 11th overall. If you're lottery protected, it's still sitting at 11th overall. And who knows if the player that you got in return would have been good enough to make it so you weren't picking 11th, that you actually got across the finish line of the playoffs. So that's something that's just never been on the table for them. Meanwhile, the good teams are trading next year's first all the time, which means it has plenty of value. Florida does it. Vegas does it. Boston does it. And as I mentioned, those teams, we're always picking. We're 24 and later.
Yeah.
So you want to get really aggressive. It's not... you know, the first that you know where it is, just go ahead and lottery protect it. But next year's first is probably a bigger sweetener than this year, the current first, as you're walking up to the draft.
You got a thought on my wonder if they're still paying for not letting Eichel get his surgery with these players?
I think it's probably a part of it. I mean, there are a lot of different things. There's the drought. There's you want to go to income tax, fine. You want to go to if people – the Eichel thing, you could just make that about ownership. Players absolutely care about ownership that they're playing for. I don't know what the players all think of ownership, but you know, all these Sabres stars that have left and gone elsewhere, it doesn't even have to be Eichel. What do you think Reinhardt thinks about it? What do you think Reinhardt tells his teammates? So it's probably sins of a previous regime to a large degree, but you have to pay for those, right?
Yeah.
When the Bills came in and Sean McDermott was coming in on a huge long playoff drought, like, you have to pay for those sins. And eventually you turn it around with Josh Allen and a lot of winning, and now nobody thinks about that kind of thing. So it's probably a heavier lift than a lot of teams, but you've got to do the work, and it's not an enviable position to be in for a GM.
You got to go?
I mean, I don't know. I think I can – I'm free for a minute. Nobody's yelling for me.
You're free for 1 minute? Perfect. You're going to stay for at least 60 more seconds because we have this for you.
Jeremy, it's Gene Steratour. A little bit late, but no less important. Happy belated birthday, my friend, from myself and the entire rules analyst community. We love the fact that, you know, we get a little bit of support every once in a while from the fan base when we break something down or hopefully make the game a little more palatable and maybe even a little bit more fun when we get on the broadcast. So I appreciate your support. I also understand you're a big Buffalo Bills fan, and I've got a ton of memories up in Buffalo. Not only football, but a lot of great basketball ones, too. So I hope somewhere you're out hitting some wings, jumping on some picnic tables, doing what you need to do to get prepped for another big season. And most importantly, as this thing winds down and it gets grayer and colder up north, I hope we see a lot of you guys at the end of the season in that postseason play. Take care. Happy belated birthday again. Take care and God bless.
Gene Steratore, everybody.
Gene Steratore.
How about jumping through picnic tables, by the way?
That's bold. And that's hard to do.
I think you have to do that now. I think you have to jump through a picnic table. He requested it.
I mean, picnic table. The physics of jumping through a picnic table is significantly different. We just put an idea.
You still go through the middle part, right?
We just put an idea in somebody's head, and they're texting friends right now, like, yo, fellas, this year, picnic table.
Picnic table. We're raising
the stakes.
From folding table to picnic table. You would still go through the middle, I think.
Yeah, but it's significantly stronger. You are in real trouble if you try to jump through a picnic table.
Well, because it's made of wood, probably.
Yes.
Okay, right.
I mean, the folding tables have it's like a perforated line, like you tear off a sheet of paper. There's a line there that is meant to break in half. A picnic table does not have that.
And then you would hit the seats probably on your way down, even if you made it through.
You would not make it through.
You don't think you would make it through?
No.
No chance? Are they
2x10s? Absolutely not.
Wow.
You might as well try and run through studs and run through your drywall. You are not making it through a picnic table.
See, now that you're saying that's not possible, now someone's definitely going to...
I accept no responsibility for that.
Yeah, so
do not do that. You will get horribly injured.
Yeah, do not do that. Do not jump through a picnic table. You've learned one thing today.
Here's a job for Gene Steratore. Call some scientists and find out how many pounds it would take dropped from 10 feet to snap a picnic table in half.
Yes.
It's got to be 1,000 plus.
The science. Well, thanks to Gene Steratore. He did a great job on that message.
Yes, thank you, Gene Steratore. I'm not going to stop complaining when you're on the television. He actually said that when rules analysts come on the TV, it gets a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let's review it. Let's review that. I don't think so, Gene.
Yeah. Well, congrats. Congrats on Aurora. Congrats. The kids loving it so far?
No, last night was was an adventure.
Yeah.
It was an adventure, yeah. I'll probably hang out with you a couple days this week, and then I'll spend the better part of a couple weeks before training camp trying to get this ship in order with that, help my wife and everything. It's going to be – we are outnumbered. When we got home last night, last night from Children's around like 8 o'clock, and her mom left, and it was the first actual moment of – people say this a lot when you go to three kids – going from man-to-man to zone defense. I actually felt that – I felt that in my bones, like, oh my goodness, there are three of them and two of us.
Zone defense.
Yeah, zone defense is officially, it's in play.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, well, we'll talk this week. Maybe after they sign Stamkos.
Yes, I'd be stunned.
Same.
Stunned.
All right, thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, we will have Chris Peters coming up at 9, so quick segment on the way back. Chris Peters will talk a little prospects, and we'll pass along any more news. There's a couple of signings that are getting out there in the NHL. All that coming up. Jeremy and Joe, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.